coming up on episode number 318. Well, there's the pitch, and it's a long fly ball out into left field. Tonight, bringing you music of summer and baseball and all the good things that go with it. It's all coming up right now on Coverville.
Just getting rougher, cover me. Come on, baby, cover me. Well, I'm looking for a woman who would come on in and cover me.
Greetings from Coverville for a Wednesday night. It is May 2nd, 2007. My name is Brian Abbott, and welcome to another edition of Coverville. Tonight, bringing you music by suggestion around a common theme, baseball. Well, baseball, spring season, opening day, summer, things like that. I got to thank Jim, who emailed me and suggested this theme. He actually suggested it right around opening day, but there was one song that I was waiting for a release on and permission on, and once I got that all wrapped up, hey, tonight's the night. Tonight's show is sponsored by Audible. We'll hear more about Audible later on in the show, but first let's go ahead and get to that very song that I was waiting for. This just came out brand new on a CD called Play. It's a collection of songs more geared towards the kid, kind of like those CDs that were out a while ago called For the Kids. It's songs that are enjoyable for adults but still have that appeal towards kids. And this one is probably the oddball in there because it's very appealing to adults, and I don't know how much my son would like it. It's a cover of John Fogerty's Centerfield. It's performed here by a group called This Queen, and it's kicking us off. Here's This Queen with Centerfield.
Okay.
Josie's on a vacation far away. Come around and talk it over. So many things that I want to say. You know I like my girls a little bit older. I just want to use your love tonight. I don't want to lose your love.
So sometimes when I've got a theme, I try and do anything to fit songs into that theme. That's Your Love, performed by a group called the Idle Sons. That's from a compilation called Coalition Entertainment Mixtape. And the original band that performed that song was The Outfield. See, there's where the baseball connection is. This before that, you heard Center Field. Performed by Visqueen, and you'll find that on the Play CD compilation. Just came out, so check it out on iTunes or eMusic. If you go to my site, there's an eMusic link that'll give you a bunch of free downloads. You can use some of those downloads for that Play album. It's really cool. Well, this one won't be as cryptic a connection. This comes to me from 500 by Midnight. Good old Tim and Michelle, who just got back a couple weeks ago from a trip out to Vegas. I'm so jealous. Anyway, this is one of their favorite bands. Well, I don't know. Is it one of your favorite bands, Tim? You let me know. It's the Goo Goo Dolls with the traditional Take Me Out to the Ball Game.
Take me out to the ball. We'll be right back.
from Major League Baseball.
Well, Mr. Burns had done it. The power plant had won it, with Roger Clemens clucking all the while. Mike Socha's tragic illness made us smile, while Wade Boggs lay unconscious on the barroom tile. We're talking softball, from Maine to San Diego, talking softball. Mattingly and Canseco, Ken Griffey's grotesquely swollen jaw, Steve Sachs and his running with the law. We're talking Homer, Ozzie and the Straw. We're talking softball, from Maine to San Diego, talking softball. Mattingly and Canseco, Ken Griffey's grotesquely swollen jaw, Steve Sachs and his running with the law. We're talking Homer, Ozzie and the Straw.
Several years ago, Terry Cashman came out with a song called Talkin' Baseball, and he had it customized with all of these great player names. Since then, he's done versions for a bunch of the different major league teams, and about, I want to say, 6 years ago? Well, maybe even more than that, actually, maybe about 8 years ago, The Simpsons tapped him to do a version of Talkin' Baseball called Talkin' Softball. So he's kind of covering and parodying his own versions there. I call it a cover because, you know, it's a different version than the original Talkin' Baseball. This one, of course, Talkin' Softball, comes from Go Simsonic with The Simpsons. It's Terry Cashman, of course, and The Simpsons doing that one. Before that, you're the Goo Goo Dolls, courtesy of Major League Baseball. Never caught that at the end of that. With Take Me Out to the Ball Game. Of course, a traditional baseball tune. Well, before we get to the next group of songs, thank you, I wanted to bring up our sponsor, Audible, audible.com. Now, Audible is very gracious. They're being very gracious to cover or to sponsor Coverville again this month. Check it out. Now, they've got, you know, if you're not familiar with Audible, it's books that you listen to. I won't say books on tape, books on CD, books on MP3, you know, audiobooks. And they've got over 35,000 titles to choose from. My wife is picking up the new Barack Obama book to listen to. I know that I just got finished listening to Getting Things Done by David Allen. There's some great stuff on there. You know, James Patterson and Dean Koontz and Stephen King stuff all on there. And here's the deal. Because you are a Coverville listener, and I'm not telling this to everybody, okay? I'm just telling you this. You can go to my website, and in the show notes for this show is a link where you can get a free 14-day trial, which includes a free download of a book. So you get 2 weeks to kind of peruse the site, try it out for free, no obligation, none of that, and download a book, listen to it. If you like it, great, stick with it. You know, if it's not for you, then, you know, then no strings attached. The cool thing is that you, the audience, are already familiar with audio content and listening to it on MP3 players or your computer, so we don't have to go through that whole explanation of how you get books into your ears. Check it out, audible.com. Go to my website. There's a link right there where you can get a free 2-week trial and a free book. All right? And it's only available through that special Coverville link. Okay. Let's get back to the music here. Now, often you hear baseball, the return of baseball, being described as the Boys of Summer. And, of course, the Ataris did an incredible version of Don Henley's The Boys of Summer back in 2003. I'm not going to play that version. I've played it on the show before, and I wanted to get something new here that I haven't played. This is a great version, and I love hearing this song being sung by a woman. This is Bree Sharp from her album More BS, and it's The Boys of Summer.
Thank you.
curtains hanging in the window in the evening on a Friday night. A little light is shining through the window, lets me know everything's all right. Sidewalk, a little music from the house next door. So I walked on up to the doorstep, through the screen and across the floor.
Raise your hand if you thought you'd never hear a Seals and Crofts cover on Coverville. That's Summer Breeze, and it's performed by Shaw Blades. Now, Shaw Blades is Jack Blades and Tommy Shaw, who are from Night Ranger and Styx, respectively. They're also from the band Damn Yankees, and this year they released an album called Influence, which is a bunch of covers of groups like Simon and Garfunkel. They do a couple by them, Buffalo Springfield, The Hollies, Steely Dan, and that one, Seals and Crofts. Now, I picked up the album a couple months ago, and, you know, I'm going to get yelled at for this, but it bummed me out. It was, here are these two great bands. Okay, Styx and Night Ranger, and Damn Yankees, of course, and yet these guys don't put any sort of power. What's the word I'm looking for? They don't put their stamp on it. There's no Styx or Night Ranger kind of stamp on it. It sounds like, it's all a bit cabaret now, isn't it? You know, they've got the songs they pick some good songs. They could have gone a little deeper cover-wise. They pick Lucky Man by Emerson, Lake and Palmer, I Am a Rock by Simon and Garfunkel, Dance With Me by the Orleans, California Dreamin' by the Mamas and the Papas. I would have liked to have seen some deeper tracks, you know, some of the songs that really influenced these guys. And I would have liked a harder edge, or at least more of the Styx or Night Ranger style. But if you like that, check it out. Go listen to some of the samples. Maybe you'll like it. It's called Influence. It was released on VH1 Classic Records earlier this year. and Summer Breeze. Before that, you heard The Boys of Summer, performed by Bree Sharp from her More BS CD. Of course, the BS standing for Bree Sharp. And that's a cover of Don Henley, of course. Well, I'm going to wrap the show up. I'm a special guest tonight on Extra Life Radio, which I'm very excited about. So make sure you tune in for that. We're going to geek out with, talk about movies and music, of course, cover songs, and it'll be the first place that I make an announcement about an upcoming Coverville project, so you definitely want to stay tuned for that. But hey, let's say you want to email me. Let's say you want to talk to me. There's a couple ways you can do it. You can email me at coverville@gmail.com. You can call the request line at 206-222-COVER or post a message on the weblog at www.coverville.com or in the forums, which you'll find right there on that main page. We will be back on Sunday night. I'm going out of town for a couple days, so we'll be back on Sunday night with another edition of Coverville. Probably all request, as usual. Until then, this is Brian Abbott saying that just about covers it for tonight. Thanks for listening. We'll talk to you later. Bye-bye. Coverville is a proud member of the Backbeat Media Podcast Network. Bandwidth for Coverville is provided by CacheFly, CacheFly, CacheFly.com. Coming up on episode number 318, it's a pitch. No. Coming up on episode number 318, there's the pitch, and it's a long fly ball out into Coverville, as tonight we play songs relating to summer, baseball season, and all the fun stuff that goes with it. It's the take me out to the cover game. No, I don't like that.